Semper Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, the craze on him. It's getting better. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes all manner of pills and piles up all his bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking bad prose. It's a helping hand that makes you feel blind as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the things that haunt. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Yes, you come to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
And that's from 1995, believe it or not. That was Blur, Country House, their fourth album, The Great Escape.
Wow. Amazing. What a great start to this week's edition of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music. In all its different forms, you're going to get a real mix. You're going to get classic rock, prog, hard rock, grunge, punk, indie, folk rock, goth rock, all sorts. And always an odd wild card or two. You've got Julian Paul here live in the studio. As usual, we've got a very special guest in with us. I'm sure she'll be talking later, and that's Charlie. I think she's actually filming us as well. All good stuff, eh? I know. We'll be talking to RPG later in this hour for his Pick of the Rocks this week. Four brand new releases bringing us bang up to date yet again. There's a few names I reckon recognising there, so bands we've played before. In the second half of the show, we've got another track from our Chris's Punk Band of the Month. It's Penetration. It's another track from that 1978 album, Moving Targets. In the second half, we've also got our Undercover section. We might even find time to play True Faith, as that's what our new Prime Minister played when he got inaugurated. All good stuff, eh? Next up, we've got a cracker of a track from 1983. Live 93.2 FM.
And that was from Franz Ferdinand's self-titled album from 2004. Take Me Out. Before that, Alice Cooper live with Sammy Hagar. School's Out, of course, from an album called A Fistful of Alice from 1996, but originally from 72. And we started out with Al DiMillo, who was the guitarist with Chick Corea's Return to Forever band. The track was called Sequencer. The album was Scenario from 1983.
Bit of class there. We always play Alice Cooper Schools Out when the schools have finished, and they certainly have, and the weather is still good as well. Of course, you listen to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music. You know, it's different forms every Monday afternoon, 1 until 3. As I said, you've got Julian Pauly live in the studio. We've also got Charlie with us. Say hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Charlie's working with Sheffield Live this summer, and I believe you're at the University of Sheffield as
yes.
well. Can we ask what you are studying?
English Lit and Philosophy.
Oh, that's interesting. And Charlie's a big rock fan, which is all good news for us, isn't it?
And she's going to be here till about 8 oh, o'clock at night. Yeah,
and yes, I am.
She's sitting in with Rob, and Rob Wellington's back this week after a two-week little summer recess. His first hour is classic Motown and Soul. His second hour is always themed, and we never know what he's going to do, and it's a rather strange one, the accommodation playlist. So Rob will be in the house from 3 until 5. But back here on Glory Days, we go right back to, 1979.
Don't judge, offer your love. Don't make promises to the world. Keep them to yourself.
You are listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Excellent.
Hey.
EXT.
Every morning when the people are out and I'm free to move around on my own, I look into the sun and I see a reflection of a sad and lonely shriveled man. That's me, that's me, and I know it's how I'm always gonna be. Nothing to do, nothing to say, nothing to hope, and nothing to believe. I can't see, I can't feel, I've forgotten what I meant to be. Won't come back, not if I try. They told me things about me that I didn't know, but I could tell they told me lies that really go to show that everyone was wrong and they don't understand my ways. But it's not me that's going wrong, it's them.
Let's go.
Extra track this week, that was of course True Faith by New Order, and that was Andy Burnham's choice of track as he became our new Prime Minister. Good luck to him. He did a great job in Manchester as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, you listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, of course. Before that...
Oh, we went right back to the year 1969 with Genesis. That's Me, from their first album, From Genesis to Revelations. Before that, Ting Ting's Shut Up and Let Me Go, from their debut album, We Started Nothing, from 2008. And we started out with Diva Dip, or Carlos Santana, Free as the Morning Sun, from his 1979 album Oneness, Silver Dreams, Golden Reality.
All very good. Nice. If you tune in regularly, you'll know that this show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We should have our PG on the line now to talk about his pick of rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you see, it's strange not bringing you in on a jingle. The cartwheel's still playing up as well, you can tell.
Yeah, well, as I'm on camera, have you got my good side?
Oh, yeah, we have. We thought you might come in just by sheer chance, Paul.
Oh, no, I always fail miserably.
Oh, yeah. So...
We've had to wear decent clothes,
Paul. We've had to, you know, make sure we look respectable, if that's possible. But you've got four brand new releases for us, Paul. Where are they from this week?
Oh, well, we're going to start off in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a band from there got together in 2007 called For King and Country. And the track we're going to hear from them is What If I Told You. They were formed around two brothers, Joel Smallbone and Luke Smallbone, and they're multi-instrumentalists, although they both feature a lot of drums, percussion and sampler. So they were born in Australia, but then they moved to the USA with their father, who was, or still is, I believe, a music promoter. But Luke suffered an illness which spread through 2013 and 2015. He's now been in remission and has recovered after operations. But the extended band members are eight additional musicians in various roles. So the track is For King and Country and What If I Told You. So then, where are we next? Well, closer to home. And it's Derek Smalls, who we've played before. The track is RVM, which stands for Rearview Mirror. And if you recognise the name and remember the track before, then Derek Smalls was the bass player for that fictional band Spinal Tap. And I'm not quite sure if it's supposedly true or whether it's just playing the act as it is, but saying, having walked out on his bandmates Nigel Tufnell and David St. Hubbins, Smalls, the bass player with Spinal Tap, announces his first solo single from RVM, which is Rearview Mirror album, due out on the 24th of October. Bit tongue-in-cheek, a lot of this stuff, I guess, but Smalls are supported by Mark Bonilla on guitar and Toss Panos on drums, CJ Vanston on keys, and the track was engineered by Steve Genewick at Groovemasters. That's Derek Smalls and RVM. Second of my tracks. The third is a new band for us, Detox from Grey. The track we're going to hear is North of the River, and they're a London-based electronic music trio, got together in 2016, and they've got a new EP out later in 2026 with no official date yet. And what about that for a singer, eh?
Oh, fancy, Paul, yeah. Liking that.
Good stuff, yeah. She's from Denmark. She does vocals and actually wrote the track. And the track was produced by Alessandro La Barbera. The band got together when they were at university. That's where they met. So Julie does vocals and songwriting. Ji-woon is the bass and guitar player. He's from South Korea. And Mared is on drums. Marco, can't read me on writing. Marco on drums, he's from Italy. So collectively they are Detox from Grey. And that name derived from another song that Julie wrote earlier on in their career. So North of the River is the track we're going to hear today. Third of our bands. And the final one we've played before, music from them. The band is Ice Nine Kills. The track we're going to hear is Play Dead. And the track and music video were created in collaboration with the online game Dead by Daylight. And the world's number one multiplayer horror game. And it's they actually have 70 million players worldwide on the game. And it features their long-term composer, who's Michael F. April, who does the music for the games, a lot of it. Also masterminded by Ice Nine Kills artist Spencer Charnas. And the Ice Nine Kills tour starts later on in the year. It'll be called March in Silence. And the band will appear at London's O2 Arena on the 28th of March, 27.
Wow.
So that's Ice Nine Kills and Play Dead. It's a fairly mixed set of the tracks.
As always, Paul. Where are Ice Nine Kills from, Paul?
Yeah. I think they originate in the UK, but I say a lot of it's they collaborate online. So it's a lot of stuff that as a band they go out and play, but it's generally, the last track we played was something that related to the horror film Scream, which has been converted into an online game. So I think they're part of the modern world. They live on the net.
Excellent. Great stuff, Paul. Sit back and enjoy your choices for this week, and we'll speak to you Saturday on the Life Science Radio Show.
Good old, great okay, show so then. Far.
Bye-bye, thank you. Paul. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
They told you words you didn't expect. You play it over in your head. You feel it in your chest. They told you you're not good enough. Wish it would stop, it never does. Well, that makes two of us. Life's a heavy load. It's out of our control, but still I hope you know. If you need a shoulder, I can be it. All of this is only for a season. I know that you're hoping there's a reason. What if I told you? What if I told you? God will be a cover when you need it. Closer than a brother when you're bleeding. I can only say it cause I've seen it. Would you believe it? What if I told you? Would you believe it? Oh, what if I told you? Would you believe it? Don't worry. When what seems right still turns out wrong, a better story's just begun. So keep on holding on and on and on. Life's a heavy load. It's out of our control, but still I hope you know. If you need a shoulder, I can be. All of this is only for a season. I know that you're hoping there's a reason. What if I told you? What if I told you? God will be a cover when you need it. Closer than a brother when you're bleeding. I can only say it. Would you believe it? What if I told you? Would you believe it? Oh, what if I told you? What if I told you? Would you believe it? What if I told you? Would you believe? What if I told you? Days you're struggling to believe it. On the nights you're falling all to pieces. You can bring your lonely heart to Jesus. What if I told you that I believe it?
For King and Country there from Nashville, brand new release, What If I Told You? Next up, Derek Smalls with RVM.
Are different. Nobody picks up the phone. We were almost an actual thing. Now I sit here alone. When frustration just isn't enough, who needs a profiteer? Gotta say goodbye to all this stuff. It's in my rearview mirror. RVM, it's in the ear of a behearer. RVM, RVM, you're in A love affair is a beautiful thing, but even the hardest flame dies. I used to see the world in your face, now I see smoke in your eyes. Every piece of junk in this room reminds me we used to be dearer. I can't believe I was ever a groom, that's in my rearview mirror. RVM, RVM, to you and the interferer. RVM, RVM, you're in my rearview. Just sharing the word. The tax man paid him a visit. Now I can't be insured. Well, I don't need to be blinking rich. Life is getting severer. But a proper sedan and a country estate, they're in my rearview mirror. RVM, RVM, I couldn't be more sincere. RVM, RVM, you're in my rearview mirror.
So that was Derek Smalls with RVM, Rearview Mirror. And next up
we've got Detox from Grey. I think one of the lead singer is from Denmark, I think, from North, and this track is called North of the River.
Close my eyes, longing up with my love by your dancing.
From Grey there with a new release, North of the River, and we finish our PG selection for this week on Glory Days Rock Show, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with Aish 9 Kills with Play Dead.
Can you feel the darkness feeding on the heartless? Can you feel the silence slipping away? Can you feel the darkness and trial is upon us?
So that was Paul's final track from a band called Aish 9 Kills, a track called Play Dead.
All good stuff, eh?
Even Charlie was like, yeah, say, I like that.
If you've just tuned
brilliant.
In, of course, you listen to Gloria's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital, if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. We're here every Monday afternoon live, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour, but do stick with us for the second hour for more great rock music in all its different forms, including our Chris's Punk, a band of the month, our undercover section, and loads more besides. We're going to play out with a bit of a classic here, Manic Street Preachers, 1996, from that great album, Everything Must Go, and it's called A Design for Life.
Life which gave us power, then what came and made us free?
Yes.